For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich. Alex Thomas Plaza was festooned with rainbows and balloons and heavily populated by unicorns and drag queens for Saturday's Pride Parade and day-long party. I celebrated by coaxing several gay men into a closet to ask them about what it took to put this event together. Paul Mueller is the president of the board of the Mendocino Pride Alliance, a year-old nonprofit that he says is ready to take its marching orders from the community. We ducked into a supply closet where we could still enjoy Wendy DeWitt's Boogie Woogie on the loudspeakers.
I wish we could do the visual because there's balloons, there's about 30 different booths. You know, when I talk to people, they say, oh, you know, there's a group of gays and lesbians up in Covelo. Oh, but what about Laytonville? There's a whole group of people up there, and then there's Fort Bragg and there's Boonville. This is the one time for all those thousands of people that we know live here in this county to actually come out and put on your best outfits and be real proud about what we're doing.
There's a lot of really fun stuff going on, but there's also some more serious stuff like a booth offering services to kids who might be depressed. So what are some of the more serious goals of this get-together today?
Well, certainly as gays and lesbians, we're aware that even as we speak right now, there's multiple issues going before the Supreme Court that'll say it's okay to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Who knows what's happened to the trans folks in the military? And we also know that gay marriage is just one vote, is a 5-4 vote away from being reversed. And not to mention all the states that are right now passing legislation to challenge Roe v. Wade. So in our conservative climate, there's a lot of things that are happening right now. As a nonprofit, we can't take a position on an issue, we can't support a particular candidate, but we can sure as heck provide education support for our community. So for the nonprofit Beyond Pride, what are we going to do? There's going to be plenty of work to be doing.
One of the sponsors of the event was another organization with an educational mission. DeLynn and John Rogers revitalized the local chapter of PFLAG in 2000 after their son came out. I caught up with them just before the parade got underway.
So PFLAG is mainly a support group for parents, family, friends, and LGBT folks that are coming out. And we provide support. We have support meetings the second Tuesday of the month at 6:30 at Ukiah Methodist Church. And we also provide education. We've done different events. We've put on a transgender forum. We have panels that can go to work environments and do a whole thing about LGBT rights in the workplace.
Have you noticed any trends in the time that you've been doing this?
Yeah, I would say that when we first started this, we were just dealing with mainly parents that had gay or lesbian loved ones. So now it's mainly transgender, so that's been a huge change. Also, when we started this, there wasn't the acceptance of society. In the year 2000, that was only 2 years after Matthew Shepard had died. And so, you know, there was still so much homophobia, even in our Mendocino County, that over the years, it's just been wonderful that folks have been so accepting. And having events like Pride, this is to us the culmination. We were also on the first Pride Committee. To see this big a group from when our little group was getting together is fabulous. So, yeah, there's been a big change.
Andrew Radabaugh with the Pride Alliance is hard to miss in his rainbow jumpsuit, pausing for a photo op with a pink unicorn, distributing boxes of plastic rainbow-framed sunglasses, or borrowing a reporter's pen to jot down a quick note. He was chair of the committee that organized the event and can rattle off the names of sponsors and entertainers and what's up next with the air of someone who knows how much work goes into a good time.
And did you learn anything about the countywide community while you were putting this together?
Yeah, to be honest, I found that the LGBTQ community is much more powerful than I even realized. I moved up here from San Francisco and Chicago before that, and so with the expectation that, of course, there's going to be a smaller community, but those that are here are really determined to make sure that this is going to be a safe place for us to live. So organizing an event like this was actually much easier than I could have imagined, and I look forward to the next event, hopefully later this year, because why wait until next year for another party?
One regular party is Drag Bomb, hosted by Lady Valentine. Jeff Valentine did a great job steering his giant parasol through booths, costumed revelers, little kids, and dogs as we made our way to the supply closet.
Drag Bomb features local and imported talent. I bring a couple of kings or queens up from San Francisco with me each time. And local talent has been coming out of the woodwork. So it's kind of nice to have a platform for both. And I think there's an underserved audience up here that seems to be very excited to get drag in their own backyard. Tonight, we've got Patty McGroin, who's originally from Lake County. We've got Max Manchester, another regular at Drag Bomb. And we've got three cherry bombs tonight. That's what we call people making their debut at Drag Bomb.
Tell me what your act is like.
What my act is like? Lady Valentine has developed over the years. I've done a lot of plays in drag, and I've done lots of nightclub performances. It's given me a chance to be every lady that I might want to be.
And tell me about the cherry bombs.
Well, let's see. Tonight we've got a performer called Chili Mangina. She kind of had me at a low with that name, and she told me what song she wanted to do, and I was like, you're in, it's on. Had another drag king come out of the woodwork. We've got a guy called Dickie Love that's going to come do a number called Gay Purple Pirate. Again, doesn't that just have you at hello? Don't you want to just see what that is?
How do you even have an act that can follow a name like that?
Drag names are kind of their own genre. Like, they can be hilarious, they can be on the nose, they can be satirical or punny. Just another part of, you know, the expression.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. We just heard a few highlights from Saturday's Mendo Pride event in Ukiah.